I remember the first time I got a steak quarter that I sculpted, I told the vendor, I said, you know, I sculpted this. And he gave me a look like, yeah, sure, kid. So I don't do that anymore. I just kind of smile inside. My name is Don Everhart, and I am the lead sculptor at the United States Mint in Philadelphia. This week, I did a variety of things. I worked on some designs, and I worked on a sculpture. The sculpture is a Congressional Gold Medal for the Doolittle Tokyo Raiders. And I worked on designs for a Mark Twain commemorative, and I worked on a design for another Congressional Gold Medal, which will be the American Fighter Aces. The process actually starts with the design, but once the design is approved, then we begin sculpture. I work in clay. I'm a traditional sculptor, so I put clay down, and I finish that to the point where I think I'm happy with it, and then I cast it into a negative plaster, and I do additional work in the plaster. Then when I'm finished with that, I cast it into a positive plaster and finish it off that way, or sometimes I even go back into a second negative or even a third negative just to get really a lot of detail and get it cleaned up really nice. Sometimes we get very specific narratives that we're to follow, and other times we're just told, okay, we're going to be doing coins with Mark Twain on them. You probably want to put a portrait on one side, but it's kind of up to you what you want to put on the other. So we have to find something that's significant or something that's iconic about the figure and illustrate that on the reverse or the backside. One of my favorites was actually the first one that I had accepted, is the Nevada State Quarter, which shows some horses on it and sagebrush and the rising sun over the mountains. The design just came together really nicely for me, and I was very happy with it. I thought it'll never get picked, but it did get picked, so I got to sculpt it then.